feels good. Forget I'm not sure I could. They say.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got a quick email here from Bill in Alabama, who tells me that the blimp, the Ron Paul blimp, wasn't paid for by the campaign. Okay, I stand corrected. Did I say that it was paid for by the campaign? I don't recall saying that. But if I did, I'm sorry. It wasn't paid for by the campaign, folks. So that's for the record. Let's get back to this article that I was reading on Bush and Cheney, all dressed up and no place to go. The very claim of a nuclear Iran has been used by President George W. Bush to push the limit at the United Nations and in Congress to obtain some cover for a bombing campaign against Iran. In fact, as recently as October 17th, the American president had used the apocalyptic term of a possible World War III, even raising the specter of a nuclear holocaust to draw the darkest picture possible if Iran was not prevented from acquiring nuclear weapons, thus ending Israel's nuclear monopoly in the Middle East. Vice President Dick Cheney has also claimed that Iran had a fairly robust new nuclear program, and that had to be stopped by all means. Indeed, for months, the person in the Bush administration who most wanted a hot conflict with Iran has been Vice President Dick Cheney. Can I hear another hip, hip hooray for going in there and signing the impeachment form by Representative Wexler? Let's get these people out of office before they can do any more damage. Yes, they're a lame duck. They're pretty much a dead duck, but they're insane. They're capable of anything, folks. Let's do what we can do to get them out of there. Well, it turns out that both Bush and Cheney knew, at least since last August, that the Director of National Intelligence had concluded that Iran had abandoned its nuclear arms program as far back as 2003, 4 years earlier. The report had the effect of pulling the rug out from under any plan for a preemptive attack against Iran that the Bush-Cheney administration intended to implement in the near term. This was good economic news. Immediately, the price of oil receded from its lofty level of close to $100 a barrel, an indication that the market had factored in some probability of supply disruptions in early 2008. Left naked, Bush is now uttering lies and absurdities. What's new? First, there was his claim that he had only learned of the new intelligence assessment the week before, when it is a fact that the president is briefed every morning by the director of the United States intelligence community. Quickly, National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley and Senator Jay Rockefeller, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, contradicted him. Hadley said that Bush was first told in August or September about intelligence indicating Iran had halted its weapons program. And Senator Rockefeller confirmed that the president knew, even as he was saying World War III and all that kind of stuff. And second, Bush professed about not being deterred by mere facts. The national intelligence estimates that Iran had no nuclear weapons program doesn't do anything to change my opinion about the danger Iran poses to the world. Quite the contrary. I don't know which of these two statements undermine the most President Bush's credibility, if there's any left. And by the way, there isn't any credibility left, at least not in my mind. This man is a consummate liar, he's a psychopath, he's a narcissist, and he's totally insane. And he's also bought and paid for, and he's a puppet. Where does all this leave the warmongering neocon crowd? They are scurrying in all directions with op-eds and far-right media to discredit the U.S. intelligence community trying to rekindle the flames of war against Iran. This is a crowd that revolves around the pro-Israel lobby in the United States, led by the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, that's AIPAC, and by some Washington-based pro-Israel think tanks such as the American Enterprise Institute. They've been pushing for an illegal attack against Iran using nuclear arms for years. I'll continue with this when I get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Phone lines will be open after the break. 800-313-9443, folks. See you in three.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. If you have a question, comment, you want to congratulate yourselves on the excellent work that we've been doing in this info war of defeating the hate crimes legislation, I welcome your phone call. Let me continue with this. The American Enterprise Institute, the AIPAC lobby, they all have reasons now to be displeased. They have used their enormous influence within the Bush-Cheney administration and within the leadership of both congressional parties to attack Iran, and all these efforts seem to have been made for nil. Indeed, the Israeli lobby, led in Congress by Senator Joseph Lieberman, remember he's the guy that just came out in favor of promoting John McCain, has been strongly influencing some prominent so-called Bush Democrats to join in a war frenzy against Iran. And its point man and congressman, Senator Joe Lieberman, has been calling for the U.S. bombing of Iran every other week, dutifully doing the round of Sunday morning public affairs TV shows. The neocons have not been deterred by the fact that bombing another country without provocation is an international crime of high order. According to the Nuremberg Charter, it is even a crime punishable by death. So far, all UN resolutions about sanctions against Iran have been specifically framed under Article 41, which entails measures not involving the use of armed force. It is most doubtful that China and Russia, two Security Council members, will ever accept a resolution that would impose sanctions against Iran under UN Article 42, which allows the use of military force to restore international peace and stability. Now that official American intelligence assessments state that there is no Iran nuclear Arms Program. The United Nations is not going to serve as cover for military operations against Iran. And the U.S. Congress, especially the non-neocon Democrats, will be increasingly reluctant to give the Bush-Cheney administration a blank check to launch a war against Iran. Last September, the United States Senate came very close to handing the Bush-Cheney administration a blank check for military strikes against Iran when 75 senators voted in favor of the so-called Kyle Lieberman non-binding resolution. Senator Hillary Clinton, along with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, voted in favor of the resolution. This was counteracted last November 1st by 30 U.S. senators, none of them Republican, led by Senator Jim Webb from Virginia, who sent a letter to President George Bush stressing that the administration did not have the legal authority to attack Iran without congressional approval. Now, in the past, Senator and presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton has even accused Bush of playing down the threat of a nuclear Iran and has called for swift action at the United Nations to impose sanctions on the Iranian government. Similarly, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ostensibly capitulated to Bush after having attended AIPAC's annual meeting, stripping from a war finance bill the provision that would have forced Bush to go to Congress before launching an attack on Iran. Now, with the National Intelligence Estimate report officially out, it will be increasingly difficult for the Democratic leadership in Congress to pussycat with the Bush-Cheney administration regarding any future unprovoked aggression against Iran. And folks, that's real good news. Last February, Admiral William Fallon, the head of the Central Command, CENTCOM, expressed strong opposition to an administration plan to increase the number of carrier strike groups in the Persian Gulf from 2 to 3. And he vowed privately there would be no war against Iran as long as he was chief of CENTCOM. And last June, International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Mohammad Al-Baradi said that an attack on Iran over its refusal to freeze programs that could make nuclear weapons would be an act of madness. And I've covered that on previous shows, folks, because remember, Russia says an attack on Iran is an attack on them, and the missiles that they supplied to Iran have the capability of totally sinking our total fleet in the Gulf. And only a madman, only a total lunatic would order that. Henceforth, I think the reasons why the national or international intelligence community pulled the rug out from under Bush and Cheney, because they know they're nuts. They're not just lame ducks, they're dead ducks. And hopefully there's no further damage that can be done by these two until they leave office. The sooner the better. And the more people that go into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, and sign that petition to impeach these two, the quicker we may just get this done. For the time being, cooler-headed individuals have prevailed over the ideologues and the warmongers. As a result, the planned Bush-Cheney-Lieberman war against Iran has been sidetracked. With the subprime financial crisis scheduled to pick up steam in the first half of 2008, it is good news that a fabricated geopolitical crisis has so far been avoided. The main question now is to ask whether Bush and Cheney have the gall to ignore the official intelligence report and invent new lies to justify a war against Iraq. Well, do they? Do you think, folks, that they may be capable of that? I don't put anything past these people. That's why I say we have got, you know, yes, they're lame ducks, if not dead ducks in office, but there's just an untold amount of damage that they could still do as long as they occupy those offices. And it's up to us. Now, look, we've had some victories here. The hate crime legislation. We got another one coming up in January that I know. I am confident that we're going to beat it. But also with Bush and Cheney, we've got to get rid of these guys. I would feel much safer if they were gone. And then we've got Ron Paul, and there's a story within itself. I've been giving a lot of thought to that lately. What this country would feel like, just the vibes, if you will, of this country under an administration like Ron Paul that would appoint people in his cabinet, members that would be of the highest of integrity. Could you imagine a transparent government? Could you imagine ridding ourselves of the terror of the IRS, the deceitfulness of the Federal Reserve, the lies of these people in office that perpetuate and cover their existence. What a world that would, I mean, to me it's close to a utopia. Think about it. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Tel Aviv is rocked, however. Remember, the APEC lobby, okay, the ADL, all these Jewish lobbies, you know, they want to send us, the American boys, to war and spill our blood for the agenda of Israel. A crisis meeting indicates that Israel faces a strategic emergency following the U.S. intelligence report that sees no threat to Iran. The mobile phone of Dr. Shlomo Segev, private physician of Israel Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, rang about 6 p.m. last Wednesday. It was Olmert's private secretary asking Segev to postpone the appointment scheduled in Olmert's home and in the presence of his wife to schedule an operation to remove the cancerous prostate tumor Olmert suffers from. This appointment was canceled due to an important security development. At the time, Olmert was headed and an emergency meeting at the heads of the security and intelligence agencies and representatives of the Israeli Atomic Energy Agency, as well as propaganda experts and the ministers of foreign affairs and defense. On the agenda were the claims of an American intelligence report stating that Iran had, since 2003, halted development of its nuclear arms program. Those attending the meeting agreed that the report was a resounding blow for Israel, and some described it as a major intelligence and diplomatic failure. During the meeting, Olmert's tone was sharp and decisive. He directed the heads of intelligence agencies and representatives of the Nuclear Energy Agency to employ all of Israel's abilities and intelligence capacity to show that the American report interpreted intelligence information incorrectly. Israeli journalist Ben Kasbit, who had close ties with the intelligence agency, says that the head of the Mossad, Meir Dagan, promised Olmert during the meeting that his agency would aim to prove to the world that in addition to the nuclear arms program discontinued in 2003 and the nuclear program for peaceful purposes, that Iran is still developing, a third secret program exists, and Iran has successfully hidden it until now. Dagan promised that his agency would cooperate with others in an attempt to prove that the Iranians are trying through the secret program to acquire military nuclear abilities without the outside world knowing. They'll stop at nothing, won't they? Let's go to Wayne in Minnesota. Waiting here on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, Michael, I enjoy your program more than you could imagine. I enjoy it because you seem to want to really get something done, and I'm having a hell of a time, excuse my language, getting your program off RBM today. Every couple of, I'd say, 15, 20 seconds, I get a network-stalled rebuffering stream, and it just, I reconnect, I reboot, I do all these things, and every few, I can't follow your program because the information is interrupted every couple of, I would say every 15, 20, 30 seconds.
Really? Well, I'll tell you what, Wayne, I'm sorry to hear that report, although, you know, I don't know what's going on technically, within the network. You know, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, the network's in Round Rock, Texas. I haven't heard any complaints about it, or I haven't heard anything said about it from the network. So
I called the network, and I sent an email to John. I sent one to Barbara. I talked to Chris, and, you know, I'm not just kidding. You know, I want to hear what you got to say, and when they interrupt the stream, I get a little irritated. So I'm just telling you that you may not be getting everybody. I'm in Minnesota, by the way, so.
Right. No, and I appreciate that. And I, the board operator just asked me what stream that you were on. Do you know what stream you're on?
Well, I was on the 32, and Chris says dropped down to 16, so I haven't listened to that with any amount of time because when I get kind of hot under the collar, I go after it, you know.
Oh, you know what? I'm right in your corner, buddy, because I'm a listener when I'm not on, and when that network goes down, it really aggravates the heck out of me. And it always seems to be at the time where there's something about ready to be brought forth that I really want to know, you know, and then it goes down. And, yes, I can understand. I know how you feel because I've been there many, many times. Although I cannot say because obviously I'm not there.
Yes.
So I can't say exactly.
Go ahead. Just wanted you to know, brother.
Okay, I appreciate that.
And,
I'll get with them on it and see if I can find out what's going on. Wayne, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Okay, well, let's take a break. Sorry to hear about that. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. We got a little more on Israel when I get back. So see you in three and hope you can all hear me well.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I hope everybody's hearing me okay. I guess, I don't know, maybe there's some internal problems or something. Let's take another phone call. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
I was just going to recommend to everybody to look into getting those little FTA satellite dishes. It's a great backup to the computer feed or either way, you know, the little KU dish that you guys have on your front page of Republic
right.
Broadcasting. Now, you can get them from other places, but I think the one you guys have is already pre-programmed. I know, you know, I've had problems. I got a couple of different brands of those, and you got to make sure your settings are correct. But those that you guys have on your webpage, I think, are already pre-programmed. And they're great for putting up a little low-power FM just around your neighborhood or if you want to go, you know, higher power with it, if you feel like you can do that, especially if you're out in the middle of a rural area where just you and your neighbors want to hear it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, any way that you can, and I'm not saying this from an egotistical point of view, any way that you can listen or bring people to listen to RBN, because the information is highly valuable, and it's us, Mike. You know, we are the people with the information that are fighting the fight, that are causing what's left of our Bill of Rights to still be there. And I give you, Mike, and the rest of the listening audience, kudos because you do listen. And because you do act on what we suggest that you do. This is the, if it wasn't for us, think about where we'd be, Mike. Think about where this country would be if it wasn't for alternative broadcasting right now.
Well, so a lot of people would not realize that, that some of these candidates are getting shut down, like, of course, Ron Paul or Mr. Gravel, I think his name is. Of course, I don't agree with him very much, but. I think it's become pretty obvious that they're shutting down Ron Paul. You wouldn't know that if you really didn't have an alternative media to listen to. And I mean, shortwave is really hard to pick up anymore. I mean, there's so much electrical interference, and if you have a computer in the house, well, that's another thing to interfere with it. So it's hard to get alternative stuff unless you're using the internet or these little FTA satellites. So I just wanted to chime in there with that. And I do listen to shortwave still, but it's difficult.
I'll tell you what, I had extreme difficulty listening to RBN on shortwave, both in Round Rock and also in Phoenix. And I finally got to the point, when it was shut down, I really didn't miss it because it would come and go. Even I bought a shortwave a couple years ago, even before I came on the network, I was listening to Alex Jones, and he was fading.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what's happened with shortwave, but I don't miss it, and I don't fault John for getting rid of it. But these satellites you're talking about, yes, it's a minimal investment, and some of this stuff, I just got a message here. They're having, I guess the network's having maintenance done by the internet streaming people tonight, and they know that we're having trouble and need to do some work. Now, that could be what it is. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Well, I'm not sure how your satellite feed works, but if you're doing maintenance on the internet stream, if the network is still up and being fed to the satellite, be it some sort of a telephone line or something, a T1 line, then that one should still be up and running. So that's the other factor. When you have trouble with one, you've got the computer to back it up, or if you've got trouble with the computer, you got the satellite to back it up. So if somebody's a real dedicated listener, and if you've got a micro FM or something, then you need both. You really do, so that you have a backup. That is my suggestion. I've had trouble with both. I mean, life's complicated these days, and you can have trouble with either one.
And they're doing everything they can do. This S1959, they want to shut us down.
Oh yeah,
because we're the only thing left. We're the last bastion of truth. And what Ron Paul has done here with the amount of donations that he's gotten, campaign contributions over the internet, is phenomenal. But just think about it. If it wasn't there, they would ignore him. He would be gone. Nobody would even know about him. But because of the internet and because of alternative broadcasting, he is not only there, but he may just make the difference that is needed to be made to get our country back.
So that's definitely going to make a difference, even if he doesn't get elected. But it looks like, even the Zogby analysts, one of them guys had to say, look, he's got the base to beat Hillary, and it looks like Hillary's got trouble with Obama. At least they're at least playing it as a drama that way, that she's not necessarily the only front runner. But who knows, that could just be a dog and pony show trying to make it look like that there's a contest there to keep the Democrats from looking over in the Republican field. But anyway, I'll let you go.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the input, Mike. Okay, well, let's go to Bill in California. Bill, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Good morning, Michael.
How you doing?
It's good afternoon now.
Depends on where you're at, Bill.
Well, you mentioned me a little while ago when I was in Alabama. That's because your website assumes Alabama if you don't change it.
Oh, I see. All right.
I used to be a very heavy shortwave listener, and the reason why I've gotten away from it is simply because all of the broadcasters have gotten away from it.
Well, you know, Bill, when I was back in Round Rock, and I had these discussions with John Stadtmiller on a regular basis, I was looking at the financial outgo, and the amount of money that was being spent on shortwave without having any kind of an input as far as what kind of results or revenue it was generating, because it's a three-way street. It's the listeners, it's the broadcasters, and it's the advertisers. But to me, from a financial point of view, the expense was so enormous for that shortwave.
Well, the advantage...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. But I still got Bill on the line. Bill, we had a little technical glitch there, and I didn't hear the music. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, as I'm a truck driver, a long-haul truck driver, and I very much prefer, in terms of delivery mode, the short wave, simply because of the fact that the computer is something which only functions when you have a connection. And for me, I only have a connection when I'm sitting in one of the truck stops that I happen to subscribe to their Wi-Fi. That, of course, is a unique situation. I've been Mr. 1% all of my life. I'm that 1% of person that dwells on out on the extreme edge of just about every situation you can come up with. But the shortwave problem I always thought was extremely exacerbated by the fact that there's almost no tutorial going on. The poor people out there, they go out and they buy a shortwave wherever they buy it. They don't get any knowledge whatsoever with it as to how to use it, usually, and they usually are not technically oriented. Now, me, before I became a truck driver back in the 80s, I was a broadcast engineer, so the intricacies of picking up shortwave are no real big deal to me. It's something that I can deal with much easier than I can deal with a computer because it works anywhere on the planet. The trick is what the propagation's been like.
Right.
Your listeners may or may not be aware of the fact that we are now just starting to come out of a solar minimum, and we have been basically without sunspots for the better part of the last 2 or 3 months. And sunspots are what drive the ionosphere to be a good reflector. So without sunspots, you don't have a whole lot of reflection off the ionosphere, and without reflection off the ionosphere, you don't have propagation. That's where that has been. So that's going to improve from here on out as the cycle continues. But
well, with that though, I mean, as far as the shortwave, from my perception of it, you know, I just thought it was financially prohibitive to spend the kind of money that was being spent on shortwave without the revenue results.
Oh, absolutely, no question about it. I'm not sure how you measure on either shortwave or on computer, though, what your listenership is. I guess with the computer, you have to assume that if your port is tied up, that you have somebody actually listening on the other end.
Well, actually, no, you can monitor it. And then there was a formula that I was using to try to figure out, you know, how many listeners. Of course, you know, it's not just shortwave. We've got also microstations. We've got AM and FM stations scattered throughout the Midwest and so forth. So it's very difficult to gauge. I think part of it has to do with the amount of revenue that comes in via the advertisers and so forth.
Uh-huh.
But I guess the bottom line is that we're treading water, you know.
But that's because of the fact that you're really not so much broadcasting as you are what's called narrowcasting. You're reaching out to a very tiny, narrow segment of the population. They're the least bit interested in hearing what you have to say. And add to that the fact that the majority of people on the planet, majority of the people in the United States anyway, are totally oblivious to the existence of shortwave. Most people don't know what shortwave is. You listen to shortwave and you get the glazed eyes and they say, oh, well, you're a ham. Well, no, I'm not a ham. I just listen to shortwave radio. And they don't understand. There's a disconnect there. They don't understand what the difference is, and they don't understand the technology, nor are they a user of it, so they're never going to get to know the technology. We've become a television-oriented population because it's real easy. You sit down, you turn the TV on, you sit in front of it and veg for hours.
Yes,
that's what happens.
Most people do. I don't, but yes.
My last television was stolen in the summer of 1987 up in the Dakotas because I was up there circulating petitions to get Ron Paul on the ballot as a libertarian candidate back there. And while I was working the Red River Valley Fair, somebody broke into my van and stole my television, and I haven't missed it. There's plenty of stuff out here for somebody that has an IQ above a carrot to keep their attention.
I agree. Well, the bottom line is, though, like I've mentioned so many times before, it's up to the listening audience to bring the listeners, whether it be through micro stations or whether it be AM and FM scattered throughout the country or internet streaming or whatever. They need to bring people to RBN so they can wake people up to the truth of what's going on. You know,
sure.
That's the bottom line.
Well,
I appreciate your input and thank you for the call. I want to finish up this Israeli thing here, but thank you so much for the input. I appreciate it, Bill. Okay. Okay. Back to this Israel thing. I wanted to make sure and mention this, because as for propaganda, folks, it was decided that a relentless campaign would be waged against the American National Intelligence Estimate, but not, now, and I repeat, but not by official Israeli agencies. It was agreed during the meeting that an official military and political levels in Israel, it is prohibited to appear as though Israel wants to push the American administration towards military confrontation with Iran at any price. It was thus decided that this campaign would be undertaken by Israeli propaganda experts in cooperation with retired generals, atomic energy experts, and retired heads of intelligence agencies, and in coordination with the heads of Jewish groups in the United States and all American parties that have criticized this report. Although the basis of the propaganda campaign against the report has not been announced, a week since its commitment, one can see the mechanisms used to meet its goal, and they appear contradictory and weak. Participants in the Israeli propaganda campaign have doubts about the professionalism of the report, claiming that the Americans have interpreted intelligence information incorrectly and incompletely. They also doubt the motivations of the 16 top officials in American intelligence agencies who crafted the report. Many of the campaigners claiming that they issued the report based on the lessons of the war in Iraq. When the American administration justified its war on information offered by American intelligence claiming that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction, while this information was later proven wrong. Those running the Israeli campaign claim that the authors of the report wanted to prevent President Bush from waging war against Iran through publicly undermining the reasons for going to war. Yet the Israeli propagandists contradict themselves in also claiming that the report was issued with the encouragement of Bush himself, seeking justification to not wage war against Iran since it is clearly impossible for him to do so following the report's issue, so as to add a personal character to the intelligence report. Olmert's government has allowed the leaking of a report issued by researchers in the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs that claims Bush has decided not to wage war against Iran due to his present weakness. The Israeli media has previously embellished the issue with appropriate quotes taken from a number of top Israeli officials praising Bush's determination to put an end to Tehran's nuclear program. You see who's pulling the strings here, folks? Yet these Israeli propaganda efforts have not succeeded in convincing most of the Israeli media. All of the intelligence affairs commentators in Israeli newspapers, such as Ronan Bregman, Yossi Melman, Amir Oren, and others, stress that the American report relied on exactly the same intelligence information available to Israel, and that the Israeli intelligence agencies do not possess any information American intelligence agencies don't have. These commentators also stress that top officials in Israeli intelligence agencies know well that they can't refute the professionalism of American intelligence agencies. Israel has been extremely embarrassed on political and security levels by the American report because it shows Israel, and particularly its intelligence agencies, as a party seeking to involve Washington in a confrontation with Tehran without justification. Yet Israel has not only lost diplomatically and in terms of media coverage, the report has also been a blow to the Israeli strategy of raising the slogan that a nuclear Iran is a threat to world peace and security. While Israel's bet on the Bush administration thwarting Iran's nuclear program through military action has failed since the report's appearance, Tel Aviv realizes that even the next American president won't be able to resort to a military option in confronting Iran after this report. It kind of just diffuses everybody, doesn't it? At the same time, Tel Aviv also realizes that its ability to convince the world nations to impose strict economic sanctions on Tehran has weakened, despite the promise of Bush and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to continue efforts to place further pressure on Tehran. Tel Aviv knows that many of the world's countries that have economic and commercial relations with Tehran have breathed a sigh of relief following the report, because it allows them to resist Washington's attempts to recruit them into an alliance against Iran. Yet Israel's predicament following the publication of the American report does not stop here. According to decision makers in Tel Aviv, Iran constitutes a strategic threat to Israel, even though without nuclear arms. According to General Binyamin Ben Eliezer, Israeli Minister of Infrastructure, Iran possesses a massive arsenal of ballistic missiles that could cover all of Israel. Well, hello, if I was Iran, I'd be possessing them too. Being as I know that Israel hates me and they've got, what, 200 to 400 nuclear weapons? Oh, yeah, I'd be possessing as many missiles as I could get, wouldn't you? Tsevi Barel, a well-known Israeli researcher and writer, states that the American report has caused Tel Aviv to lose an important strategic wealth and that Israel will find it difficult to continue marketing the stereotype it tried to spread about Iran in order to sustain its policies in the region. For example, it will now be difficult for Israel to demand that Syria cut its relations with Iran as a condition for resuming peace negotiations. Roni Daniel, military commentator for Israeli television Channel 2, holds that the report is a harsh blow to Israel's attempt to grow closer to Arab states, particularly Gulf states, because it undermines Israel's argument that the Iranian threat forms a common denominator between them, creating groundwork for cooperation and mutual understanding and even an alliance based on shared interests. Yet most terrifying to Israeli circles is the fact that the American report paves the way for a new stage in relations between Tehran and Washington. Yeah, for Israel, that would be terrifying. Tel Aviv watched with extreme worry as Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad attended the recent Gulf summit. Strategic circles in Tel Aviv claim that Ahmadinejad's attendance would not have happened without a green light from Washington. And at the same time, these circles worryingly point to intensified meetings between Iranian and American diplomats in Baghdad on the invitation of Nouri al-Maliki's government with the aim of decreasing levels of violence in Iraq. Similarly, Tel Aviv is pointing to an agreement on the new president of Lebanon, claiming that it indicates that a new stage of relations between the two parties is about to ensue. In general, decision makers in Israel hold that the American report is a diplomatic gain for Iran, and yes, it is. And can you just imagine for a moment if we can defuse this situation long enough to get Ron Paul elected, and he's the man that wants to resume free trade, pull our troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan, doesn't want to go to war, but wants to be friends. Could you imagine? These guys, Ehud Olmert and all these people back there would be, I mean, they're going to go into epileptic seizures over this guy. All right, let me continue. I'm almost done with this, folks. In addition, the report represents a blow to the credibility of Israeli intelligence agencies that have continued to portray themselves as offering indisputable intelligence information. This development is an extremely negative one for Israel because the West, and in particular Washington, has often made decisions on the basis of intelligence provided by Israel. Doubt over the credibility of Israeli intelligence agencies has reached the point of Yossi Melman, intelligence correspondent for the Israeli Haaretz newspaper, accusing Israeli agencies of cooking up intelligence information to serve the personal interests of Israeli leaders. Melman has urged his government to respond to the suggestion of the former head of Mossad, Ephraim Halevi, to engage in dialogue with Tehran. Iran. It appears, however, that decision makers in Israel remain intent on a confrontational policy. Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman noted in an interview with Channel 2 last Friday that Israel was now alone confronting Iran. Whether this declaration is prelude to unilateral action remains to be seen. Did you hear that, folks? Israel is now alone. We've got a lame duck. No, we've got a dead duck president and vice president. We've got him viciously, in epileptic fits, still banging the wars, but the curtain is down. The clothes are off. They've been exposed. Yes, they're liars, and America knows it. And Israel is hanging out in the cold. Now, they cannot get the United States to send our boys over and shed our blood for their agenda. My, my, what a predicament they happen to be in. And on the heels of that, we've got a guy that just raised another close to $7 million on the internet in one day. I see. Got a problem here, don't we? We've got a guy that's building a resounding wave that's going to soon turn into a tsunami. And we've got people on the Democratic and Republican side that are candidates for the nomination for the presidency whose credibility and integrity are falling by the wayside. And we've only got one guy in there as a shining beacon of integrity, standing up in the light and exposing all of them for who they are. Yes, my friends, it's going to get interesting. It's going to get interesting because you take all of this and you put it together, okay? This piece here and that piece there and the National Intelligence Report and the exposure. And you get us behind the scenes, and when you get the Ted Pikes out there and the people that have stood up to the plate, the people that came up to bat are trying to make a difference. And you get in line and you let your fingers do the walking, and we defeated a hate crime bill, and we've got another one that's coming up. Okay, and by the way, the Israeli lobby is heavy behind S-1959. You know that. That's coming up in January, and we're going to defeat that one too. And we've got a lame duck president that's really a dead duck president that might just, if we're lucky, might just get impeached, because we've got people like Dave Lindorf, who's coming up on my show Wednesday, that will not let up. He's kind of like a Ted Pike. We won't let up. Because it's like a candle. The United States of America is like a candle, a beacon of freedom. And these people that have sold out are trying to put that beacon, that light, that candle, that fire. They're trying to put it out. I don't know about you folks, but I'm not going to let it go out. Not without a fight. And you're not either, obviously. And I'm going to applaud you, because you got on the phone, you let your fingers do the walking, and yes, it made a difference. And Ted Pike attests to it, and Ted Pike's the Paul Revere that has been riding the airwaves of alternative radio to get it stopped. And we're going to do it again, and again, and again, and again, until we get Ron Paul elected. Oh, and what a day that's going to be. Could you imagine what's going to happen after he takes office? I mean, I'm excited, folks. I was excited when the show started. I'm excited now, and the show's almost over. I think there's a break coming up. I'm not hearing the music, but according to my clock, there is. At any rate, there we go. There's the music. Okay, we're going to take a break. I'll be back with a final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Go out and tell your friends and neighbors, folks. Tell them to listen to RBN, okay? It's going to start getting good. It's already getting good, but it's going to get better. Be back with the final segment in 3.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. devices. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Quick recap, folks. Remember, you know, I want to remind you, go into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, and vote to impeach Cheney and Bush. Remember, Dave Lindorf's going to be up on my show Wednesday. He's going to talk to us a little bit about that. But they got 74,000 signatures just over the weekend, folks. And I hadn't even broadcasted yet. But tell your friends, neighbors, and relatives, go into the site and vote to impeach. Let's put the pressure on them, okay? Just like Ron Paul's putting the pressure on mainstream media, they're going to have to report on this guy. Remember, Donald Rumsfeld resigned back in October or November of 2006, and well, here's the reason why, and it's up there, okay, because that battle did happen. That battle of the Falcon base over in Iraq, it did happen. It was not reported. I remember reporting on it back in October. Ron Paul broke the record. He's putting pressure on him, and the pressure is turning from a wave into a tsunami. Bush and Cheney are all dressed up with no place to go. The only place that they can go is down. We've exposed them. We've exposed their lies. The only people that don't know about their lies are the people that listen to mainstream media because they don't hear it on mainstream media. And it's up to you guys, just like you've done in helping to defeat the hate crimes legislation, to put the word out to your friends, neighbors, and relatives to get them to come and listen to RBN. We're making a difference. I'm telling you, we're going to reach critical mass here, folks. We've got 1 year left of these people, if that. Unless we can get them impeached, we've got 1 year left of a dead duck president and vice president. There's no telling how much more trouble that they can start unless we get them out of there. So they're all dressed up with no place to go. And then, of course, we've got Israel in the back, behind the scenes, with their covert activities, not to come straight out, but to launch a propaganda campaign to try to diffuse or discredit the National Intelligence Estimate report. Sorry, not going to work. We've got you. You're exposed. Nothing you can do. So in closing, let me just say this. I commend you guys. I thank you for your listenership. And I have to tell you, I don't get it right 100% of the time. And as you've heard and seen so many times, just like today with Bill that called in, okay, he sent me an email first. If I get it wrong, I'm corrected because you guys are awake. You guys know what's going on. But we're a team here, okay? We're a team whose mission is to expose these people and to wake up our sleeping neighboring Americans. And that's your job, and that's my job. It's everybody's job that has died to the death, that has awakened to this travesty, this illusion in which we live, this twilight zone that we must experience on a daily basis. It's up to us. The only way that we can wake up out of this nightmare is to educate our fellow Americans and right this ship. And Ron Paul's pointed that ship in the right direction, folks. We've got to stand behind him. We've got to continue to contribute. We've got to continue to put the pressure on the mainstream media, not only just for Ron Paul, but also with Lou Dobbs and Keith Olbermann and Jack Cafferty. We've got to put pressure on these people to expose what's going on here with S-1959. We've got to bring it out into the light of the propagandized American people. That's our job. That's your job. And it's my job. I'm doing my job. Are you doing yours? If you're not, take a deep breath, say kus for ba, relax, and get started. It's never too late. If you haven't done so already, it's time to do it. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, the end of another day. It is a Monday, and it's a good one. I'll keep you updated if you don't know how to go in there. Well, go into Ron Paul 2008. See how much money he's collected. Get excited, folks. We live in interesting times. See you tomorrow. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadmiller. I'll be back Tuesday. Bye.
ready to back.